Top of the news this Thursday evening, U.S. President Barack Obama today ordered the closure of the Guantanamo military prison within a year and a halt to harsh interrogation of terrorism suspects, moving quickly to restore the U.S. image abroad. He signed the executive orders at a White House ceremony earlier this afternoon.
Shutting the controversial camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where terrorism suspects have been detained for years without trial, would fulfill a promise Obama made during his campaign. The prison became a blot on the human rights record of the United States and a symbol of detainee abuse and detention without charge under the Bush administration.
Meanwhile, in Washington, Hillary Rodham Clinton took charge of the State Department today, proclaiming the start of a new era of robust U.S. diplomacy to tackle the world's crisis and improve America's standing abroad.
Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of pro-life campaigners converged on Washington, D.C. this morning for the annual March for Life. They are concerned that President Obama or the Congress will overturn the so-called conscience rule signed by former President Bush last month. We spoke to Sister Mary Ann Walsh, head of communications at the United States Bishops Conference.
The annual March for Life is a gathering of citizens from all around the country to make a very strong statement against abortion. The anniversary date of the Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision which legalized abortion in this country. This year it's an important year. We have the changeover in the administration. The city is very high, very excited with the new president, who has said that he wants to reduce the number of abortions, which we think is a very noble goal. Our concern is that nothing be done to undermine the efforts to prevent abortion that have been passed.
How concerned is the church in America regarding President Obama's stance on abortion, particularly, for example, the Freedom of Choice Act?
There are other aspects that would undermine abortion. For example, a reversal of the Mexico City policy. That's the policy that said that we can't give family planning funds to people who provide abortions in foreign countries. There's also concern for those who are worried that conscience rights won't be protected. So it's not just the Freedom of Choice Act, although certainly if anything that radical went through, that would be a grave concern. Parishes, I know, over the next few weeks are going to be signing and sending postcards to their representatives objecting to any kind of legislation which undermines the protection of human life.